and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner's Court meeting for Tuesday, February 18, 2020. Begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you, ask that you give this body your divine wisdom, make sure that we move this county forward in the right direction for the majority. Lord, we ask that not only you do that, each and every elected official in Jefferson County and appointed, we ask that you put that divine wisdom in each of us to provide the best service we can to the citizens of Jefferson County. And Lord, we ask that you take care of our employees. Is that what makes government run? Lord, we ask that you also put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away fighting for our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in praying for our nation to life.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda today with an item of urgency. Item A is to consider and approve execute receipt and file an agreement with Alexis Nexus in Jefferson County for Alexis Nexus Advanced Online Access Subscription for County Court Law Number 1 for a 1-year term from March 1st, 2020 to February 28th, 2021 at a cost of $80 per month. Item B is to consider and approve execute receipt and file with Spa Glass Building Services for repair of falling concrete at Spa Adult Probation Office in the amount of $27,858.37 in accordance with the by board contract number 5-2016 DIQC. Item C is consider and approve the acceptance of the donation of all terrain vehicle to Jefferson County Constable Precinct 1 for the Law Enforcement Support Office Program. Value of this donation is $12,000. Item D is consider and approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Motion on those items under purpose.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
The question on this, on the probation department, is it glass falling or just what?
Plaster, old plaster that's above the roof of the ceiling tops.
All right.
And it is potentially
hazard
to the employees.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. At the county auditor, I may consider approving the budget transfer for the sheriff's training division for additional costs for computers in the amount of $700. I'd be considering approving renewing an interlocal cooperation agreement with the Texas Department of Public Safety for the failure to appear programs. Purpose of the contract is to implement the provisions of Texas Transportation Code Chapter 706. Item C is considering possibly approve a resolution authorizing county judge to execute a grant application with the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Division for Jefferson County to receive funding for fiscal year 2020 through 2021 for the LEPPA sustaining special response teams equipment for the sheriff's SWAT team. No matching funds required. Item D is to receive file an executed high intensity drug trafficking area grant application. And item E is regular county bill check number 468526 through 468774. So I have a motion.
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we'll set that item A for separate discussion. Item B is to consider possibly approve an authorized county judge to receive file a deed of the old armory property in Fort Arthur to Lamar State College. Fort Arthur to be used as an industrial training center pursuant to section 272.001J of the local government code. Item C is considering possibly approved resolution to approve the Jefferson County Adult Drug Intervention Court Program Grant Application Number 1604519 for funding for September 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute renewal of the loan agreement with the National Museum of the United States Air Force. Number SDA 0415 for the airplane on display at Veterans Memorial Park. Item E is consider possibly approve a resolution approving the grant application by Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court with the Foundation for Southeast Texas for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. Item F is discussion and possible action to approve as a sponsor article of incorporation of Southeast Texas Flood Control District, Local Government Code, local government corporation, and appoint directors to that local government corporation.
Hey, Judge, could you take that out and also out and let us discuss that? Quite a bit of questions on that.
Okay, we'll take F out and A out. We'll take those separately. So do I have a motion on item B through E?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. On item F, we've already approved the article, but we did an amendment. And item F is discussion of possible action to approve the sponsor article of the corporation Southeast Texas Flood Control District and appointing directors for that corporation. The only change from what we've already done is that we amended them, or we proposed amending them, to set out explicitly that the board of directors of the corporation can have no business dealings with the corporation. Otherwise, if they own a separate business, they cannot apply for work with the corporation. It's just an improved conflict of interest policy. The prior one said that they couldn't do it unless they were the low bidder and all this, and we just thought it'd be easier if we say you can't do business with them at all if you're a director of the corporation.
Judge, I would like this to have a workshop, this court. I don't know about the other courts and all, a workshop, so we can be brought to up to the total points on everything in this particular articles of incorporation. I have some major concerns and some questions I think that I would have to feel comfortable with before I move forward on, including when you start talking about the sponsors, what we're doing, the watershed. I thought watershed studies and things of that nature fine, but this is for a lot deeper into what I see as what Drainage District 6 does. I don't see how we deal with the cities in it. So there's some concerns that I have.
Drainage District 6 and Drainage District 7 are both parts of the local government corporation and have appointed members to the board. And the GLO is going to do the watershed studies. They're going to spend $25 million between Trinity, the major watersheds, as soon as their state action plan is approved in April. And it's going to be a 3 to 4 year study. The purpose of the local government corporation is merely to act as a conduit for making grant applications for projects if there is an opportunity to do so. The drainage district will continue to have the ability to apply for hazard mitigation grant program funding for their individual project. The local government corporation was put together to meet what Senator Creighton and Representative Phelan said, that if you want money from the state flood infrastructure fund, was put into effect by Senate Bill 7 this last legislative session, that you have to have a water basin group to go after that funding. We're not going to fund individual cities or counties projects unless there is a collaborative group to apply to the state infrastructure flood fund. And that's the sole purpose of this group, is to meet, to be a collaborative group across 8 counties and 3 water districts, drainage districts, to be able to go to the Texas Water Development Board to apply for that funding for basin-wide projects. And there's nothing more complicated about it than that.
Does it have the ability to tax any of the residents?
No.
When you talk about in here about creating drainage facilities, bulkheads, flood reduction system, I understand Orange County just received billions of dollars in the flood reduction system, that gating system they have, levees, seawalls, barriers, pump gates, and other structures. It is very comprehensive, and this court hadn't been brought up to speed with. I sit in on the first meeting. That meeting basically was, there was questions about things, and those things weren't answered.
Just to apply for funding from the state and for flood infrastructure fund to facilitate projects that are identified by the basin-wide study and to go to the Texas Water Development Board when our legislative delegation has told us if we don't have this group together, we're not going to be able to apply for the funding.
Okay, then.
Or we're not going to be granted any of the funding. I guess anybody can apply, but we're not going to get it unless we have this group together.
I think the intent, if I'm understanding right from this resolution, because that's what this is a resolution.
You might need to read farther in there.
You know, a resolution in the
and articles.
Yeah, the intent is to show working together of these different entities, right?
Absolutely, and probably what happens now with some of our CDBG funding is that like we've got this item A up here to consider allocating the remaining Harvey CDBGBR funding. And, you know, we do that through sub-recipient agreements with Drainage District 6 or Drainage District 7. This group's not going to actually go out and construct projects. We'll apply for the funding. Those that are successful, if it's a DD6 project, will enter into a sub-recipient agreement with them to
go out
for the construction.
With this group that sponsors, that we as Jefferson County Commissioners Court is a sponsor of, so they would basically be doing the job that the court would do for the people in Jefferson County. Am I correct on hearing that?
Yes, and if it's in Hardin County, you know, maybe the group together might do a sub-recipient agreement with Hardin County or Jasper County, any one of the eight counties that's involved in the project.
We're the sponsor, though. But Hardin County wouldn't have to necessarily do a resolution like this, right? Because they're
all eight counties have to do
this exact resolution,
yeah,
right?
Most of them have already done it.
And then who appoints the director?
The court appoints a director by this year. I'm just saying, I think we need to make sure that we have everything covered from the standpoint of this court understanding everything on it before we move on with it.
Well, this is just a resolution, as I understand it.
You
in support of it. It's not appointing anybody as of yet.
Yeah.
Yes, it is appointed. This is articles. Only thing we don't have with this is the bylaw.
Yeah,
the
Southeast Texas Flood Control District and the board of directors of basically the county.
Yeah, judges of each county.
Well, then, yeah. I mean,
and then we are the incorporators as the court.
As
all
a
five people.
Yeah. Along with all the other counties.
Yes. And each county has representatives of their commissioners.
Yeah. Right, each judge from each county will be the appointed director for that particular, is that what you're saying, for the corporation?
Right. Like I said, the sole purpose, because the GLO is going to be doing, they're going to be procuring the engineers and everybody for doing the basin-wide study, the $75 million, 23 basin-wide studies, $25 million each. Broken down into four different areas, the first of which is outreach. And our main purpose is just to go after available funding from the flood infrastructure.
Well, we got legislation right now that's passed that says if you don't work together, then you're going to be limited on funding.
And you not going to get.
So the whole purpose of this, that's why I'm going to this, the intent of this resolution is to support that and move forward collaboratively.
Yeah, it's to allow us to start to make decisions until the each court, we can't have a real vote there about what funding we're going to go at.
One other quick question is, as a county judge in one of these eight counties retires or somebody else takes over, was that a perpetual or designated director for this corporation that the next elected judge or whomever, the county judge of that seat would get to become automatically the director?
No, it states in here, this is what I read, that the directors can be appointed. The director can be removed at any time by the court. The director can be must be reappointed by the court within 60 days. If not, the county judge would sit in as the director. That's what it states. My concerns, Judge, and I'm gonna say it's forever. It's something that's forever. I'm still not sure on the taxes side of things because when I read through the things that I have looked at and researched. I'm concerned with the working together in, for example, Southeast Texas Regional Planning is our district. I think it's three of us in there. We have one from Harris, HGAG, and I think we have two from HGAG, and one from two or three from DP's Texas. I'm just looking at it from that standpoint to make sure this court understand everything with it before we would step into it. We haven't seen the bylaws. The bylaws is what's going to govern the whole organization. So I'm just, that's where I'm at on those things, unreadiness.
Each article, as I'm looking at it, each article kind of spells out the indemnification clause, and it lists, you know, down there is the directors, just the county judges, which by virtue the county judge of each county that's a sponsor, not just Jefferson County, Orange County.
I'll do whatever the court wants to do. That's just trying to get us to move in without much delay.
Yeah. I'm afraid.
Can we move? Do I have a second?
No, second.
Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. Opposed.
Okay. Now, back over to, we'll go ahead and finish before we get to the item A on the county treasurer. Item A is receiving filed investment schedule for January 2020, including year to date total earnings on county funds. Motion on that.
Move. Second.
By Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's have it under engineering. Item ASX, you received file common carrier permit 01C20 to Jefferson Southern Star Pipeline LLC for boring of the pipeline under Natchez River to East Fort Natchez Avenue, located in Precinct 2. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move
by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's have it. Under district attorney, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution to approve Jefferson County District Attorney's Office annual grant application for Violence Against Women Act funding from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office, grant number 1346623. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Second. Commissioner Senegal, seconded by everybody else on the board. Any discussion on that agenda? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Now, back over to item A, considering possible approve the allocating remaining Harvey CDBGDR funding between proposed drainage projects. And last week we got DD6 and DD7 proposed projects. DD7s were $1.3 million for installation of generators at the Crane Bio Station, which is an LMI project, a detention facility. facilities near Taft Elementary for $815,000, which is the 25% match to an approved pest mitigation grant program grant, which is an LMI project. The other one is the expansion of the Halbuki Detention Pond out near the hospital in Fort Arthur for $1.625 million, which is the 25% match to an approved pest mitigation grant program grant, which is also an LMI project. We have available unallocated funds of $3,433,831.
Judge, did you send them get you that updated list when they were in court the other day?
I have not seen it.
Did they?
I texted right before court the engineer to meet each other to see if they were going to be here. He said he was at MD Anderson with his wife. Going to see if someone from D87 is going to be here, but I have not seen them yet. The DD6 projects were ditch numbers 107 and 110B in Beaumont, about $1,878,000 together, which are both LMI projects. A storm runoff study for the Hildebrand Biowater Shed, which is $525,707, which is not an LMI project. The Hildebrand Biotato Cloud Master Plan, which is $1 million, which is non-LMI, to produce project future grant opportunities. And then a 35-acre detention basin off Highway 90 on the west side of China, which is $3,433,000, which is everything we have available, which is not an LMI project. We have to spend at least $1,653,000 in an LMI area, $1.780,000 as well for the non-LMI tracks. Last week, I spoke to Mr. Folsom at DD3 and asked him to give me a list of projects by Thursday. I've gone back through all my emails and have not found anything. Could y'all come up to the podium and let me know whether or not there is
yes. Hey Judge, before we get him, all the confirmed LMI projects that was read out, were they confirmed? Because that was another question about the actual LMI and the data. Was it confirmed?
Well, they're not going to be approved. They're not going to be approved unless at least $1.653 million of it are LMI. So, based on the census data, they're confirmed. But
okay.
I don't know if any of them are going to require individual surveys. Do you have anything on that, Vivian?
We're still reviewing them based on your selection. My opinion was that maybe we would have an alternative. The ones that are saying that they are LMI at this point appear to be, my recommendation might be to have at least one alternative project in case we find that there's some issues later with that project, either environmentally or on the surveying. I'm not really sure if we have time to do surveying. I didn't receive a deadline from GLO on this resubmission of this application.
Yeah, and the reading said the deadline, really the application deadline already passed, but $3.4 million became available because DD6 got some Water Development Board funding that took the place of what we had allocated them originally. And when I spoke to GLO, they said they would allow us to quickly file some applications. But I think they first opened it blue, that they wouldn't allow us to file any additional applications, and the $3.4 million would have to go back. But this is a quick opportunity we have. Yes, sir, if you'll come to the podium and introduce yourself for the record.
I'm Fred Olson, from the Jefferson Production County Project, Trade and Architecture.
Yes, sir.
And I'm notified about all this. I contacted the engineers for Alan Sims to put something in for us in there in reference to money to allocate for a updated study to have something to work with to represent us.
Okay, I have not.
Doug did some of the projects that Ms. Bolson is speaking about. I think y'all have captured those in some of the projects that you've requested, haven't you?
Yes, sir. He just mentioned the outdated study that one of those, I think one of those projects that we proposed in there, the Cabot Bio study, would cover the South Park of Cabot Bio, which covers Drainage District 3 in the East Hancock. Yes, sir.
Fred, do you have any additional, other than the Tellus Bayou study? I mean, was there any additional? Most of my ditches that run to y'all ditches are pretty clear. We're just trying to clear up some of the spots in between that's causing flooding in some of the neighborhoods around here.
Yeah, sure. There's several projects to come in here that we're supposedly already having a study done.
Already have what now?
Having a study done on those, which would allow us to have information to work on as well. But that's, I don't know what's happened with that.
And who's doing those studies?
Sanders County Trinity Bank.
Trinity Bank?
Yes, sir. And so that was the reason we contacted L&J, the engineering firm, to try to get something going right here where we can be on board with the projects that are coming down, even on the improvements of I-10, and all the stuff that we need to work with to do the improvements is going to accommodate all of that.
Judge, Commissioners, thank you for being here. This kind of goes back to Commissioner Sinkall's point just seconds ago about our outfalls. And, you know, one thing that I want to encourage our new director of DD6 is, you know, it goes back to the point of our resolution that was just passed.
Yes.
About everybody working together. I really think it's incumbent upon all three drainage districts to be able to sit down in the room and look at a map and discuss, because some of y'all's jurisdictions kind of intermingle, so that we're not being redundant on projects. And, you know, communication is there so that Doug knows what y'all have planned and your engineer is looking at, and it's not something that, does that make sense what I'm trying to say? And going back to the resolution, I think it would be really good to have everybody, y'all got a great conference room there at DD6, have everybody come down and review things and talk, because, I mean, I don't want to ask the question, but I will. You know, has all three drainage districts sat down in a room together to y'all's knowledge?
Not recently.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to have the time up, but my point is, I think it would be good and beneficial. And Doctor, that's something that maybe you could facilitate and kind of get this going with Doug's expertise and Alan with DD7. Because, you know, the court, we get asked, okay, so what do y'all want to bring forward for projects? You know, we really depend upon the drainage districts to communicate y'all's expertise and bring those things forward to the court. At least that's my opinion, because I'm no engineer. I just know water goes downhill.
Yes.
And if you're starting on drainage, you start at the bottom end and work your way up. Now, I'm not going to beat that dead horse about talking about these bottles, because I've done that enough last meeting. But going back to Commissioner Sinegal's point, our roadside ditches, our guys are out there digging those roadside ditches. We get to a certain bottom elevation, we can't dig those roadside ditches any deeper. Right. And if these short outfalls that lead to bios and other tributaries are raised in elevation, that water then backs up into our neighborhoods, going back to this point again. So we just need that to all work in concert. Some of these projects that we're talking about, these studies and all that, I know I'll be retired before they're shovel been put in the dirt, but some of the other people will be retired as well. I want to see some short-term fixes that are immediate, that our neighborhoods can see in terms of these outfalls. That's all I'm going to say on that. Thank you.
Right, and also our own bridge superintendents are pretty sharp on the drainage part. A lot of the flooding that's caused is bigger than what we're responsible for, but it ties into some of y'all projects, y'all ditches that y'all done. So having our own bridge superintendents, is, and we, I'm sure every commissioner here, we have their person, their also Miss Engineer. So, I mean, when y'all have this, man, I think it needs to be, because the flooding is getting so frequent, I think we have to, need to have more frequent meetings with all, well, y'all, as Commissioner Weaver said, we all come together. And I have my road and bridge superintendent there and my crew there to assist what's ever legal in trying to make sure the water can flow.
Yes, sir. I agree 100%. We've always been one of the power district when the road on the drainage district sticks its coat tail to the fact that the facilities that they have to work with, people that they have to work with, and have been extremely beneficial to drainage district 3 in the past. And as everybody else, you know, because it all works in conjunction. You can't have one thing happening without knowing what's going to take place downstream and cause and effect. And a lot of it that's been accomplished in here is due to Doug's due diligence and being beneficial to everybody involved on our part. And I thank you for that.
And I agree with that 100%. All of y'all share the watershed, though.
Yes, sir.
You know, all of you share that watershed. All your water is in one spot in this county. So, you know, we got to start there and work our way up.
Judge, do we have a timeline on having this submitted to Sheila?
They said you need to submit your application very quickly. Otherwise, they'll reallocate it to another county.
Didn't you ask each drainage district to submit their priority list? I think some already had this done. Have you received that priority list from them other than the list we had last week?
Yeah. The top ranked project for Drainage District 7 is generators and crane bio station for 1.3
million. Is that an LMI?
That is an LMI project. I think, and I'll ask Dr. Magellani and or Doug to correct me, I think their two top ranked projects are ditch numbers 107 and 110,
well,
which are both good. LMI projects. So that's 1.7 million. And the generators at Crane Bio, well, that's 1.8 million or 1.3 million. So that's 3.1 million for those three top ranked projects. That'd be 1.87 million going to Drainage District 6, 1.3 million going to Drainage District 7. Have a couple of $100,000 left. Hey, Doug, let me ask you this. Have y'all gone through and done your either RFQ or hydrological surveys of the Taylor Bio watershed on that issue that you and I discussed with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Yes, sir, we did.
Have y'all?
Now, one thing I will say, if we switch gears and use this grant, we'll have to RFQ again specifically for that, for this grant.
You know, how long does it take, Doug?
Just a matter of probably 3 weeks.
So the hydrographic study data would be used for this application, is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. What we were mentioning, what he's talking about is we have lots of other projects besides just what we submitted. Our top three are what you mentioned, too, that we can get going in just a matter of months.
Right.
Shovel ready.
Right.
These studies now, those are just two of, those two aren't actually the studies that I think you're mentioning when we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the issue of the elevation of the windows.
Right.
That is underway. That's already underway.
It's already underway?
Yes. Okay. And that's not part of that, what we put in.
Just for verification of what people when the Needmore diversion channels with the original design was for the windows that carry water off the Taylor's Bio into the Needmore diversion ditch were scheduled to be 3 foot elevation. Because of the concerns by U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Texas Parks and Wildlife on the impact that having the water, I think the elevation normally is elevation 2 on the bio. And
they were concerned about adverse impacts on wetlands downstream, and so they aired those concerns to United States Army Corps of Engineers, who required that they elevate the window elevation to either 5'2" or 5'7", and 5'2", means that by the time the water gets up out of the fabric valve into the drain, into to need more diversion channel to get out to the intercoastal, there's already flooding occurring upstream.
Sounds like we're there going.
And so we met with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and Texas Department of Wildlife and said, if we do a hydrological study that says that placing the windows at 3-foot elevation will not adversely impact wetlands downstream, will you reconsider your objections to United States Army Corps of Engineers so that we can get a permit to bring those windows down, get water off the bio faster, hopefully alleviate some flooding for Hampshire for that. And they said, yes, if you can show us, then we'll do it. So that's the whole purpose of ED6 moving forward on that issue. It's tangential to what we're discussing here, but one that I'm acutely interested in. And
Well, for project readiness, LMI and the others, I propose or make a recommendation on the top two that you read off there. And there's allocation for that other $200,000 or $300,000 if there's something that DD3 could benefit.
Yeah, so that would be for DD6, ditch number 107, ditch number 110B in Beaumont. And for DD7, installation of generators at the Crane Bio Station. 1.3 million, and let me see, that's 1,878,000.
Judge, is that the updated?
300,000, so that's 3.178. So that will leave. $255,000.
Judge, I'd like to ask if you, after court, if you can reach out to DD7 and see if they got that updated list. Because I thought that was understanding that they were going to get some kind of updated list to you prior to this. I mean, I'm not saying that
this is what they tell me, that they're number one.
DD7 just submitted has updated the ranking, which was Crane Bayou was number one, Shamrock Ditch was number two, the Haubuti detention pond was number three, the construction of the detention facility at Taft Elementary was number four, and number five was the detention facility at Lateral 838.
And the top two are LMI?
Yes.
Top three?
Top three.
If
the top three is LMI and we have an option to put a like you stated earlier, to select an extra one just in case.
What is number three?
Number three is the Haubuti detention pond.
And four?
So that's just for
number
Taft
two.
Number
two is Shamrock Ditch, which is $800,000, and we have $255,000 left over. I guess the question is, on their number two project, if we allocated the $255,000 to them, would they have the additional $545,000 to do the project?
Good question.
I wish they were here.
Yeah.
So
I've been texting with their engineer.
So do we have to make a decision today?
We up against the wall, and that's why we was pushing.
You could allow $255,000 towards DD3's master plan. It says, whatever funds we have available.
And Fred, those were LMI also. What part of that LMI?
Wonderful. Yes.
Well, the $255,000 doesn't really have to be LMI.
That's right.
The other three projects are.
So it'd be $255,000 by the $400,000
that DD3. I'm moving to do that.
If they can.
Vivian, how much are they saying for Shamrock?
Shamrock is $950,000.
How much?
$950,000.
Okay, they said $800,000 last week.
So we got DD6, did 10.
1-7, 1-10.
Here, so you can make a motion, it's these two projects here, and this one here, and then it'll manage $255,000.
Will there be additional funding coming forward?
There will be, and that's a good point, I'm glad you brought that up. There's gonna be additional mitigation funding of $4.2 billion from the GLO once the state action plan is approved by HUD. $2.1 billion of that has to be used in most impacted counties, which ours is. We're gonna be allowed to submit 3 applications individually for our county. A minimum project of $3 million, no maximum.
So the remaining projects that are on this list would be submitted.
And then we're allowed to submit an additional 3 projects in jointly with either a drainage district, a city, another county. And so that's the point I wanted to, that's why I'm glad you brought this up. I want to make sure DD6 and DD7 know that y'all need to be thinking about what projects we're going to partner in on.
Judge, while we discussing this, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about this one. Because as you have seen on television, we have these housing issues of elevation and things of that nature.
Well,
what are we going to attempt to do for those things, Steve?
I'm hopeful that one of our elevation project applications of our 3 that we decide to do, I'm hopeful that the court will vote that one of those projects will be an elevation project.
We got to have a plan, Steve.
Yes, sir.
You need to get that before us.
And I think the earliest that the state action plan will be approved is April 3rd, right?
Excuse me, Rhonda, you need to come to the mic. We want it all on the chat. And I apologize.
Rhonda Masters, Texas Central Land Office.
Yes, Judge, you're correct. HUD had 90 days to approve the action plan. I'm not sure. We turned it in, so I think the early part of April, if HUD approves according to their timeline is when we look for approval of the GLO plan.
Thank you. Okay, did you have something there?
Yes, Judge, it was recommended by Doug that maybe we consider dividing the 250 between the 3 projects to allow for any cost increase, because these are estimates. So if the 255, 270 cannot satisfy any of the other projects, just distributing that between the 3.
Yeah, I can understand that. The only problem is that leaves out DD3, who was very much impacted by.
I agree with you on that totally.
I mean, I'd have to hear from Mr. Folsom on that issue.
I honestly don't know. I could speak with Alan about that.
Come on up, Fred.
After speaking with the engineer when this all came about, they had just done a study on spindle top in there, which is basically the same amount of acreage and ditch volume that we're talking about dealing with right here. And they were looking at around $300,000. But there has to be a beginning point to make this all work in conjunction with everything. And if it's to try to make it work with the amount of money that we have, that's what we're working with and do. If that's the court's approval. But to answer your question, I do not know a specific if that number is that. We may have to do something different on allocating funds or something to try to make it work.
Well, as I said, though, Doug's projects encompasses y'all.
Yes,
I mean, I have no problem. I just want the people to know in Hampshire that we're working.
Absolutely.
And you guys are working together to make sure that we're not attacked.
Yes, sir.
We're not trying. We're not going to force the issue and then y'all run out of money, Doug, behind $255,000. I understand even that little play in there. So if I just want the people to know we're working.
That's right.
Did that list that you have, is the most updated from DD7? for the priorities that the judge asked for during the last workshop?
Yes, sir. It's dated February 18th. If you look at number 3 and 4, you could put those two together, 133,750 and 92,250, which would cover however you can the TAF elementary detention facility. You could use up, you know, the 200,000.
And that's not the LMI, though. That's not. That's outside of the LMI.
No, they're saying that
the 250,000, we are outside the LMI, right?
So these meet LMI.
I'm assuming that D3 is going to be outside LMI. I don't know that.
We have a community that meets some of that. Yes. I know we don't have some.
So if you added two more of the DD7 projects, you could use up that 200,000.
And we want to make sure we explain that LMI is to make sure that everyone, low income, high income, everyone is serviced with these funding. And that's why we are asking that question to make sure we stand close to that as possible. So the citizens know that it's not a handpicked, a selection, it is by design.
Well, LMI, based on this, we're going to be spending 95% in LMI area, so we're required to spend 70% on this allocation and 50% on the mitigation funding in April, hopefully.
But their fifth project was in would benefit the city of Groves, which would be a non-LMI, and it was $141,250 for DD7 project number 5. If you wanted to do one that was non.
And Vivian, this is not directed to you, obviously, but you know, I've had some discussions with DD7, and I'm going to tell you right now, my constituents in Mid County, a lot of them, they're on pumps, but I got constituents that live north of Canal Street in Eagleland that are on gravity flow system on Road Air, and they're continuously flooded. You know, and I had this conversation with the director of their DD7 and the staff about doing something with Road Air Gully. It has to be something done. I went out there in the airboat myself. Y'all know the story. But we've got to do something. And I hope this additional funding that comes forward in the future, we can address that Road Air. Because, you know, you go talk to my constituents that live north of Canal Street, they could care less what's being done over there with pump stations. Because it don't affect them. And my constituents that live in LaBelle and Fannette, because they're at their mercy of the bottom. And they'll tell you, every time you do something up north in Beaumont, makes that water go faster towards the country, those people are going to flood. So there has to be some people talking in concert and communication. Obviously, DD7 gets the opportunity to apply for some funding for Road Air.
And Commissioner, and I totally support you on that.
Shovel ready,
right? But that's the most that we got for it.
And they didn't have that over there, Commissioner. So
and we support you totally.
We need to move forward with what we've got.
I will tell you that I've spoken to Chief Kidd at TDM about doing a star request to have them ask FEMA, to have FEMA ask the Corps to do a study of the Road Air Gully, and he said to work on that.
The hydrographic
done as FEMA's call.
Yeah.
In the court.
The hydrographic survey, I think, is supposed to be completed maybe the end of March, is what they're telling me. Then they're going to take that data and go all the way up with it. So,
real quick, Judge, IMF, how does that play into what we're talking about? Not the money we're talking about now, but future spending.
That's only going to, IMF is only going to apply to projects if we want to really proposed to the state flood infrastructure fund, because for the hazard mitigation grant funding, the drainage district are able to go after that themselves.
Oh, that's
and the CDBG funding will still continue to come through the commissioner's court on the DR side. So,
but the state funding would go towards the watershed or any other project. That's why I was where I was. There's so many things in there.
Yeah, it's only about making applications. And, you know, the county seldom does our own flood control projects. We always do them through the drainage district. We always spend our money with sub-recipient agreements and so I would expect that that would continue to be the way that we will do that. We're not going to have big enough projects on county drainages to even be able to apply for the mitigation funding. All those big projects are going to be the ones that I assume, besides the elevation, that we're going to ask for the drainage district to get the money.
Okay. Where we at? We have a motion, or where we at?
Okay, let me restate the motion as I understand it. Projects that we are proposing to be taken out of these funds, and DD6 is ditch number 107 in Beaumont for $1.079066 million. Ditch number 110B Beaumont, $799,495, both being LMI. The next priority is the installation of generators at Crane Bayou Station for $1.3 million, and it is an LMI, leaving approximately $255,000 that would be allocated to. Still question on that, or the DD3?
Well, study for DD3 is what I thought, because they need to update their plan, as there's been no funding go to them from the county in any of the last several disasters, and they've been heavily impacted by both Harvey and the Melville.
I totally agree, and if we want to modify it, we can, but I have nothing on this outline that says what the funding would be used for, so.
It would be a DD3 study of their watershed.
Well, this
is their master plan.
This
is that right, Mr. Fulton?
Correct.
So for the motion, it will be allocated to DD3 to update your watershed master plan?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. So that's in form of a motion. Okay.
Got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion?
I would also just like to emphasize, as Commissioner Weaver and others, I think it's very important that going forward, if you haven't gotten something already on schedule for DD6, 7, and 3 to coordinate a joint meeting that would bring all your plans together, and then from y'all agree on what future plans need to be implemented or get ready for design and shovel ready, that will benefit the entire county.
And include all the road bridges.
Yeah.
Us here.
That's it, Judge.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's unanimously. Is there anything else that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Vote today or vote early.
Yes.
Today's the win, Ms. Gibby. When is the last deal?
28.
I need you commissioners to hang up down up here to sign all these resolutions. That completes our regular agenda. So if nothing further, we are adjourned.